Jesse Allen here for the American Ag Network, and joining us now, Marketing Manager at Precision Planting, Bryce Baker is with us. Bryce, how are you today?
Doing good, Jesse. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you joining us, Bryce, and some exciting things with Precision Planting that I wanted to talk about today. You guys just announcing here a few days ago about some new planter upgrades that it's going to help farmers with putting a picket fence crop stand in 2021. So maybe can you just kind of give us a little bit of an overview about these new upgrades and talking about that kind of picket fence crop stand style a little bit? Why don't you start there?
Yeah. So we're just coming off of our annual winter conference that we hold every January, and just coming off those events. And many times we announce new products, and we did this year. So I'll get to that in a moment, but you know, our theme this year was build your picket fence stand. And so Precision Planting and the industry kind of talks about a picket fence stand when it comes to crops. And a lot of times what we think about is the equidistant spacing between plants. And that's part of a picket fence stand. But when you really think about building a picket fence, really what sets the foundation is the way you put the posts in the ground, the way you dig the hole, the way you fill it with concrete, how level vertically that post is. And that's very similar to building a picket fence stand. You want to have consistent emergence of your crops because a picket fence doesn't have random width or height or size pickets. They're uniform. And so build a picket fence stand really comes down to, yes, getting the spacing right, but also the emergence. And so we really focused at this year's conference, and with our product line, we have an entire suite of products that help with emergence. And so that starts with some of these products are mechanical, and some of them require a 2020 monitor, which is the Precision Planting in-cab display. And so whether it's clearing residue, I want to touch on that because we have a new product in that space, but clearing residue, setting seed trench depth and being able to make that adjustment from the cab, whether it's sensing moisture, automated downforce control, or automating closing, as well as metering and delivery, you know, Precision Planting has a whole suite of products to help build a picket fence stand in a field that drives high yield and high profitability.
Well, Bryce, let's break these down. We got six of them. Let's go one by one. Let's just start with that first one, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about one of those first upgrades for a planter.
Yeah. So a new product that's announced that will be a beta test this year is a row cleaner called Reveal. And the name is derived from basically revealing the clean soil for the row unit to run on. And Reveal is a frame-mounted row cleaner, and it really has three distinct agronomic advantages. The first is that it's frame-mounted. Being frame-mounted allows the frame to absorb basically the effects that a row unit mounted a row cleaner typically has of reducing ride quality and causing your downforce system to have to work harder to overcome the vibration that that row unit mounted row cleaner provides. So Reveal's mounted to the frame, so it gets it off the row unit, reduces those negative effects. Second, it allows for independent adjustment of tine depth and pressure. So with typical row cleaners, floating row cleaners, with our Clean Sweep product or other air adjust products, you're using pressure to adjust their aggressiveness, which isn't necessarily the best way. It's what we've had, so it's been beneficial, but it's not the best way. Reveal has airbags to provide pressure, but then you can independently use a T-handle to adjust depth. So your tine depth is independent of pressure. And then the third thing is that Reveal has an internal gauge wheel, which is internal. So you've got your row cleaner teeth, and typically there's a treader wheel on the outside. Here, the internal gauge wheel is behind the cleaning tines. And so your depth of the cleaning tines is set from the clean soil. So the reason that matters is because if I have 1 inch of tine engaged outside of a traditional treader, but I have 2 inches of residue, I'm only going to move the top inch of residue because I'm gauging that tine depth on top of the residue. Mm-hmm. With the gauge wheel internal and behind, it'll move all 2 inches of that residue. So that's the first one. Eliminates residue down in the seed trench that'll cause late emergence of plants.
Well, let's talk the second one and kind of measuring that post layout for your fence. And I know you guys are doing that with sensors. Can you kind of talk about that second piece of technology?
Yeah. So Precision Planting has a number of sensors that can go on your planter and tie into the Precision Planting 2020 monitor in the cab. And there's really multiple things that you want to measure that are worth knowing as you're planting. You know, the first one is around seed placement, so population, singulation, and spacing. The next one is around row unit ride. How much bounce do your row units have? And is that caused by your a rough field, or is that caused by speed? The third one would be downforce. How much weight's on the gauge wheels of the planter? Is there enough weight to maintain depth, but not too much to compact, or do you have too much weight that's causing yield loss? Then the fourth thing is the soil environment. Specifically, there's a tool called a smart firmer that's able to measure the seed available moisture. If you don't have enough, you can make a depth adjustment or maybe wait for rain to continue planting, but it ensures that you'll have enough moisture to get consistent uniform emergence. Then the last thing worth measuring is fertilizer rate. If you're applying fertility with a planter, you want every row to have the same rate, and there's a tool to measure row by row rate so you don't starve one row of your planter, starve those plants of nutrition early on. That'd be the second part, of knowing those things.
Sure. And you mentioned smart firmer there, and I was going to go to that next. I think that's kind of the third thing on the list for precision planting, smart firmer and smart depth. Can you talk about those two pieces of technology?
Yeah. So, you know, depth is one of those things that is pretty sacred. You want to have the right depth. And traditionally, we've always said planting at a consistent depth will give you consistent emergence. And that's because we didn't have the ability to adjust depth as we go. You know, we found that consistent moisture is actually what drives consistent emergence, not necessarily the pure depth. So you want to be deep enough to get all your seeds at depth or in moisture. And let's say we're talking corn, soybeans here, not a shallow seeded crop like a sugar beet or a cotton. We want to be at least an inch and a half for corn and then into at least 30% furrow moisture read by the smart firmer. And if we're not at that, well, we'd want to make a change. Well, how do you make the change? Traditionally, you have to get out and make a change. But with smart depth on the planter, it replaces your standard depth adjustment handle and allows you to make depth adjustments from the cab. So a scenario could be on my 2020, I see my furrow moisture drops to 20%. I'm planting an inch and three quarters. Now with smart depth, I push a button. I go to 2 1/4. I see my furrow moisture goes back up to 34%. I now have adequate to germinate those seeds. I know I just increased my emergence consistency because I use those two tools, smart firmer to measure and smart depth to adjust to get seeds right in that moisture that I want. So that's a way that a new tool can allow us to kind of rethink the way we traditionally have thought about depth, but in a more agronomic sense.
Well, and again, I love how you guys have laid this out with the picket fence stand, because that's kind of digging the hole, obviously, with the seed trench. And now talking about kind of anchoring that fence to the hole. And let's talk a little bit more about downforce, because obviously that can vary depending on the field you're in.
Yep. It varies between fields, and it varies within the field, and it can vary within a foot and across the planter. And so, you know, the first question to ask with downforce is how much should I have? And the way you answer that is you want to have enough to maintain depth and then enough gauge wheel weight beyond what you have to get depth to firm the sidewalls of the seed trench enough that they don't crumble. But that's going to vary based on soil type, soil moisture. It's going to vary across the field. And so I can't get out and adjust a spring on every row constantly. I can't push a button in the cab and make these adjustments. And so once you can measure and see on the 2020 monitor in the cab, do I have enough or not? There's also a product you can add to the planter to control how much gauge wheel weight you have. And that automatically measures and then constantly adjusts multiple times per second. So you don't have too much weight on those gauge wheels that causes compaction. And so you don't have zero that causes loss of ground contact. Mm-hmm. But if you go from a sand to a silt to a clay within one planter pass, the amount of force that the delta force system applies to each row will change. So your gauge wheel weight is consistent. So you always have a sidewall that's held open, not crumbling, but not so much that it's compacted. And so delta force really takes the guesswork out of setting down force and allows you to basically anchor those plants and have a good consistent emergence that's happening from having them in the right environment.
Well, a couple more things on the list here, Bryce, and you know, we talk about securing that area around the post as you guys have laid it out. And let's talk about incorporating planter applied fertility around those seeds that we put into the ground.
Obviously, a fertility program is a very important part of raising any crop. All right. So there's not a wrong way or a right way. There's a lot of various opinions, but there are ways that provide higher return on investment. And so at Precision Planting, we have a Precision Technology Institute farm in Pontiac, Illinois, and we have research and development agronomists that both have done and continue to do fertilizer program research. And what we have found is that by applying fertilizer with the planter, it allows you to get placement right of various nutrients and timing right. And the thing to remember when thinking about applying nutrients with a planter is not that you're applying more. It's reallocation. So instead of applying 100% of my phosphorus in the fall as a dry application, I maybe pull that back, say $30 an acre, and then I add $30 an acre of an in-furrow starter. Or instead of applying anhydrous ammonia in the fall or ahead of the planter, I would reduce that rate or not apply the anhydrous and then apply nitrogen in liquid form with the planter. And we've seen using the same amount of nutrients, the same nutrient dollar, we've seen yield increases and obviously return on investment increases as well from going to planter applied. Very significant increases. We're talking $30 to $50 an acre in a lot of cases. And so, you know, Precision Planting also has a suite of products for fertility. We have an in-furrow device called Furrow Jet, places three bands of starter, one in the furrow, 1¾ inches to either side. And then a nitrogen or out-of-furrow placement device called Conceal places nutrients 3 inches away from the seed, 1 inch below the soil. And then rain allows that nitrogen to filter down. And then to control the rate, because we want to have the rate right, there's a product called V-Apply HD that can control the rate of the fertilizer going to either of those devices. And so really it sets up a relay race. Mm-hmm. We have kind of three handoffs. There's the in-furrow on the seed phosphorus to start with Furrow Jet. And then with Furrow Jet, there's wings that cut in the sidewall. That's the next place where the early crown roots get it. And then the Conceal application of nitrogen 3 inches away is the next part of that relay race, which, you know, in a corn scenario would get you basically through till you side dress nitrogen. And so, yeah, significant return on investments just from placement being different and timing being different of those nutrients.
And of course, ROI is huge, especially with the way today's agriculture is. Everybody really focused on, you know, making sure they can get as much return on investment as possible. And, you know, obviously at the end of the day, Bryce, the final thing kind of on the list is making sure you get that soil density right and kind of getting that furrow closed. And that's kind of the last piece that you guys have kind of laid out here.
Yeah. And so after we've done all those processes well, we want to make sure we don't stumble with the last process, which is closing the furrow. So the seeds are in there. We've got to close it correctly. And the closing system of a planter is a lot more than just putting seed back on top or putting soil back on top of the seed. It's really tucking soil firmly around the seed and setting up a density that doesn't lose moisture fast, so that seed has every chance to get the moisture, the temperature, the seed to soil contact it needs and germinate effectively. And so many closing systems will either close well or firm well, but not both. They'll firm seed, but leave an air pocket, or firm soil, but leave an air pocket, or close, but leave the soil loose and it dries out very quickly. And so we have a product called Furrow Force, which is a closing system. It's two stages. The first stage closes well, the second stage then firms so the soil density is right and moisture doesn't leave that soil very quickly and then the seeds don't germinate. You know, Furrow Force can be run manually or it can be automated row by row and automatically adjust through a 2020 monitor. If you don't have a 2020, it cannot be run with manual pressure adjustment. But what we hear from farmers when they dig behind the Furrow Force equipped planter is, I can't find the furrow. You know, typically farmers will go find the furrow as they dig and then follow the sidewalls down to find seed. The furrow, the evidence of the planter having been through the field is gone with furrow force. And that's the ideal environment once we get past all these processes of the planter, is that seeds tucked into the soil. It's got good seed to soil contact, the right soil density. It's got the nutrients, and there's no evidence the planter ever went through the field. And with this whole suite of emergence products, that's really what a precision planting powered planter can provide any grower, is the ability to tuck those seeds in there in the perfect environment to set the maximum yield potential that they can get given the season that we have.
Well, and farmers can learn more about these suite of products, planterexpert.com. You can learn more, find a precision planting dealer near you. And I know as well, you guys, as winter conference wrapping up, those sessions will be online beginning on Monday, January 25th as well. Bryce, I appreciate the time. Thank you for joining me today here on the American Ag Network and sharing some of this great new stuff from the precision planting team. We appreciate it.
All right. You got it, Jesse. Thanks for the time.